Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
Let the guy make his call.
That is some cojones, boys! Wow! Oh! Oh! They did it.
And the Panthers won.
Are you quite well?
Live from the Annex Wealth Management Studios at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee, this is Wisconsin's Morning News. Here's Eric Bilstad and Vince Petrano.
6:11 on Wisconsin's Morning News. A WTMJ Fleet Farm Storm Team Alert. Let me run down the severe weather warnings that are still in effect this morning, and then we'll tell you when we can get this stuff out of here. We have a severe thunderstorm warning in effect for Sheboygan County. That goes just another few minutes until 6:15. That is set to expire. And then further south, you've got Ozaukee, Milwaukee, Dodge, Washington, and Waukesha counties under severe thunderstorm warnings until 6:45. It looks like this line that stretches from northeast to southwest all the way back into Walworth County right now from about Port Washington south should be making its way rather quickly out of here.
They think it should be over the lake entirely by 8 a.m., so the next 2 hours this will move through. The hail that we're getting reports from don't appear to be significantly large, dime-sized, things like that. It's more of these winds, so 60-mile-per-hour wind gusts we've gotten reports of in some spots, which could cause some damage. That can bring down a tree branch, can bring off some shingles and portions of roofs and whatnot, so we're keeping our eye on that.
Power outages, you have a current number?
As of now, across the state of Wisconsin, it's about 32,000. For We Energies proper, we have 11,000 customers out of power for We Energies, most of them in, let's see here, Waukesha, Washington counties, Outagamie.
Got a text in from New Berlin here, said they don't have power there in Glengarry Heights, Highlands.
And it would encourage anyone to call We Energies, make the phone call to report it, because don't assume that they already know. Usually around this time, though, once the sun comes up, most people realize they're out of power, right? But it's very simple to report. Just go to the We Energies. I'll give you the number. It's 800-662-4797. So 800-662-4797 if you need to report a power outage.
It's an important point because we've had We Energies in here any number of times, and they say, you're not bothering us to report your thing.
Like to know.
Yes, we would like to know because sometimes it can be highly specific. You know, sometimes the larger outages are almost easy. If it's a box somewhere that's feeding a lot of people.
Several subdivisions.
Boom, we get there, we fix that, and everybody's on. If it's these scattered things where it's here and there or the line to your house, that's a different story. So important to report that information. Again, that severe thunderstorm warning for Sheboygan County should be expiring here in about a minute or so. And then for much of southeast Wisconsin, that warning goes until 6:45. 6:14 on Wisconsin's Morning News.
Time for an update from the Gruber Law Office's One Call, That's All Sports Desk. Here's Eric Bilstad and Vince Vetrano.
6:15 on Wisconsin's Morning News. Brewers and Rangers again tonight at American Family Field. The homestand off to an explosive start. Brewers down 3-1 in the sixth. Bases loaded for Rhys Hoskins.
Adamas aboard at first. This one hit in the air. Left and deep. Get up. Get out of here. Gone. Rhys Hoskins has just hit one with the bases loaded.
Bob Uecker on the call right here on 620 WTMJ. They won't get the same attention, E, but Willie Adamas and Christian Yelich both had great at-bats ahead of Hoskins. They both drew walks. In fact, Willie, I think, was down 0-2 and ended up getting a freebie to help load the bases. That had Rhys Hoskins, he said, then looking first pitch.
Felt like he was just going to try to get into the zone real quick, try to get ahead so he could do what he wanted. Having Willie see 7-8 pitches, Yelly saw 7-8-9 pitches, maybe he tired out, left something up in the middle of the plate, and I just didn't miss.
He did not miss. Brewers win 6-3. Something feeling good about this team.
Telling you, championship season, baby.
7-10 is the first pitch against Texas tonight.
Speaking of champions, Game 7 was a doozy in the NHL Stanley Cup Final. The Florida Panthers win. They beat Edmonton 2-1. You know how I am a sucker for the home team radio call.
The championship call, right?
Here you go. You're going to appreciate this one. We might have to dissect this just for a minute here. WQAM with the call.
10 seconds left. 2-1 Panthers. A dream 30 years in the making is a reality. Whoa! The Florida Panthers have won the Stanley Cup.
Lord Stanley is coming home. You always will have a place in South Florida. Oh, my God.
Now, that sounds a little funny.
Where do you want to start?
So
I'm going to start with that last part first.
Lord Stanley coming home. If I hear that, I'm not thinking Miami or South Florida.
Right.
That's one. All right.
Ain't nothing actually originally from South Florida.
Let's proceed.
No one, no thing.
Let's keep going.
The Panthers have won the Stanley Cup for the first time in franchise history.
Yeah!
So that's not a fan, or it's not Larry McCarron either. That's the color guy there. That's the color
analyst.
That's
his number two.
Yeah.
Start the celebration, South Florida. The Panthers have done it.
Stanley Cup champions!
He's not done yet. Hold on, there's more.
The Florida Panthers!
I feel so bad for the play-by-play guy, right?
He's just trying to get through it.
Ask any of these guys, like, what is your dream if this is your profession? It's to call. It's to have that championship moment.
The Florida Panthers!
This clown next to him. Shut up. Let the guy make his call.
That is some cojones, boys! Wow! Oh! Oh!
They did it.
And the Panthers won.
Are you quite well? Jeez. Aaron Hills in Washington County, less than
Lord
a year
Stanley
out.
Is coming.
All right, guys. Can I go? Less than a year out from hosting the U.S. Women's Open, USGA Championship Director Allison Burns in town this week, on property, as they say. And I went out there to Erin Hills to get some time with her for the first time between the men's and women's golf game in 3 decades. After this Open, there is no major championship on the calendar for Wisconsin. Not in Kohler, not at Erin Hills.
Is this a test for future Opens? Do we have to perform? And if so, in what areas do we have to perform to get future championships?
No, I think Erin Hills has to ask us if they want to host another championship. It's a formal process.
I'll put in for them. We would like to.
I love that. So, no, I don't think it's a test. We know that Erin Hills can host USGA championships at the optimal level, and they're excellent at doing that. And this is just another opportunity for the community to show up, for the fans to be here, and for the players to experience Erin Hills as well.
So we'll see. I mean, we've sort of taken for granted now over the last literally 3 decades that we have major championships here in Wisconsin. Nothing on the calendar past 25. Ticket packages are already on sale. May 26th through June 1st, 2025 is the U.S. Women's Open at Erin Hills.
Oh! Oh!
They did it.
6:23 on Wisconsin's Morning News. Friend of the program, Callie Herbst, founder of Milwaukee with Kids, mkewithkids.com, on the line with us this morning. Stormy by you, Callie?
Very stormy. I do not like this at all.
Do you have any early risers? Anybody coming to bed with you?
No, everybody's still sleeping.
They're sleeping through it. Well, good for them.
Yeah, I know.
Well, I'm so glad you're with us because we are in the mix, in the full thick of festival season here in Southeast Wisconsin. And I wanted to ask you, are there particular festivals that you focus on as being family friendly or easier to bring younger kids to than others?
Oh, I mean, absolutely, right? I mean, that's my business, is figuring out, okay, there's tons of stuff going on. What's the best for kids? There's actually one coming up this weekend. I don't know if you've ever heard of the Waterford Balloon Fest. It's a hot air balloon festival, obviously out in Waterford. And this one is really family friendly because you can, well, they have a kids zone and everything, but you can take tethered hot air balloon rides with your kids. And there's music and food trucks. And then all of the hot air balloons ascend in the evening. And then there's like a night glow. It's really a cool festival.
Oh, that's super cool.
Oh, so they'll even lift you up too, huh? You can get in one and go up tethered and come back down?
Yeah, I mean, so it's like a safe way to experience, you know, hot air balloons. I've always wanted to do that, but it does seem a little, I don't know, risky or something, but I love the idea of a tethered hot air balloon ride.
So let's say you want to take the kids to Summerfest, and I did that once and it didn't go well. And I don't know if they were just not the right age, like they're around middle school age, and I think we just didn't plan it out right. And so somewhere in there you have to balance, right, what mom or dad or a caregiver wants to see, but also being sensitive to the fact that they can only last so long and they're going to want to eat. Like, you have any thoughts on if you're taking the kids to Summerfest?
Yeah, definitely. So we have taken the kids to Summerfest. I think we did it 2 years ago, so they were younger than your kids were. And it was just all about expectation management. I was not trying to see any shows or bands when I was there. It was more to give them a taste of the Milwaukee Festival scene on the lakefront. We obviously went during the day. They have that beautiful new playground there. So things have kind of changed for families now during the day at Summerfest, because that beautiful playground is a great space for kids. And they often have really kid-friendly entertainment there. So there'll be like a kid dance party or, you know, henna artists and things like that. So we just focused on like walking around at their pace. You know, I obviously budgeted for getting them some really good food or ice cream or whatever they wanted. The thing about Summerfest that my readers have told me this year is that they do not let water bottles in. You need to bring plastic water bottles for your kids, like a plastic water bottle that you buy at the store.
Yeah, otherwise, that you can refill then.
Yeah. Yeah.
What
but
is,
they don't let you bring in like actual water bottles.
You're like a giant one that you can carry around, right?
Yeah.
What is Rainbow Summer?
Oh, Rainbow Summer. It's going to be so cool. It's at the Marcus Center for the Performing Arts in July, coming up on the 23rd and 27th of July. It is a free festival for all ages. This is downtown at the Marcus Center for the Performing Arts. They're going to have a really cool art installation called Elysian Arcs, which are these illuminated inflatable arcs, really just meant to be kind of a centerpiece of the festival. But every night there's free music, there's kid-friendly activities in the afternoon. It's really fun. And again, free admission, just kind of a community-building festival.
Kelly Herbst, founder with founder of MKEWithKids.com. Thanks so much, Kelly.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
She makes a great point about managing expectations, right? If you're bringing your kids to something, it's probably largely going to be about them.
right?
Yes. And to violate that is to do so at your own peril.
Well, you see the Goo Goo Dolls at the same time, it might be a challenge.
Exactly. You want to go to Summerfest without the kids? Highly recommend. If you're taking them to Summerfest... If you're taking the kids to Summerfest, you're going to be at the playground for a little bit and at the children's stage. A grand slam helps win it for the crew. We got highlights at 6:45 in sports.
A well-known Wisconsin company is on a mission to bring positivity to the internet.
In a recent Johnsonville ad, actor Vince Vaughn gives a serious pep talk to America.
So outrage is all the rage. Angst, our new national pastime. Just a thought from out here in Johnsonville. What if instead of keeping it angsty, we all keep it juicy?
Now the Sheboygan-based sausage company is taking out an ad in the New York Times explaining how it hopes to fix the World Wide Web. The plan? Blast social media feeds with positive content.
Generally speaking, people are in. 89% of people in America wish social media was less negative.
There's also a little thought that positive content results in happier people. People who want to hang out, cook out, and yes... grill sausage.
Imagine what starts feeding us again.
What's that?
Not the bots, but the brats.
Jessica Tai, WTMJ News.
I like it. So Johnsonville is attempting to boost positive content on social media. So they're hoping to change some of the algorithms. Celebrities, influencers, and other brands are going to help the company push platforms to serve more outreach and less outrage.
I like the statistic. What was it? 80-some percent of people want more positive content on the internet.
Is that true, though?
No, because half of them... are the ones posting crap all the time.
Yes,
oh, first ones are going, me. That's the sound it makes when you type that in or when you thumb that in on your
You're right.
Why don't you guys do this? Oh, yeah? You like this guy?
It does catch the most attention. That's why the negative stuff works. Divisiveness, unfortunately, works.
6:38 on Wisconsin's Morning News. Greece.
Trouble in Space.
NASA is once again postponing the return of the Boeing Starliner, its first crewed mission to the International Space Station. No return yet.
The Boeing-built spacecraft had launched with one small helium leak. Now it has five. Starliner also lost five small maneuvering engines on its final approach to the space station. All but one were recovered. But the glitches convinced NASA to delay Starliner's return to Earth.
So, Mark Strassman says, what does that mean?
Starliner could stay in space at least a few more weeks before it would have to return to Earth. And until it does, astronauts Butch Wilmore and Sonny Williams will be extra hands to help out on the space station.
Well, that's one way you can say it. Extra hands. They're basically stuck up there. So, okay, yeah. Guys, you're here for the long haul. Nope, you're not going anywhere. So these are the two astronauts that were told they couldn't bring luggage, too. So imagine being stuck anywhere. Imagine, like, going up to the cottage and being stuck up there for a few days. Or going visiting the in-laws and something happened. You can't, there's flooding or whatever, there's weather, and you're stuck there for a couple extra days. They're stuck in space without a lot of their luggage because they couldn't bring it up there.
There's enough food and water and stuff up there for them, though. So, like, It's timely, but it's not that time. What did he say? A few weeks yet, before it gets, you know, like, hey, we got to get these folks down.
Right. A lot of issues, though.
We're counting on them staying over.
So, I mean, they plan for it. They got the extra, the guest room is more than capable to keep them for a bit.
What if the Russians were planning to send some other folks out? Like, we have other guests coming. I don't know what you...
Or imagine being the crew. Oh, they're still here.
This guy's still here.
They will not go.
Right. Say their little spaceship is disabled.
So we'll see. It'll be a couple of weeks, but eventually Starliner will return.
Time for an update from the Gruber Law Office's One Call, That's All Sports Desk. Here's Eric Bilstad and Vince Vetrano.
So usually when we do the sports, we try to mix things up.
Sure. Right?
So you do Brewers at 6:15. We have one particular highlight from the game. And then at 6:45, we maybe do a different highlight from the game, different call. Today, it's the same.
Run
one call,
back.
That's all, if you will, Gruber.
Adamas aboard at first. This one in the air. Left and deep. Get up. Get out of here. Gone. Reese Hoskins has just hit one with the bases loaded.
Not because he swung at the first pitch.
First pitch gone. And he knew it was gone too.
Yes. Reese Hoskins with a grand slam in the sixth. That would put the Brewers ahead. It would hold. Brewers beat the Rangers 6-3. Manager Pat Murphy, ecstatic for Hoskins, who in the friendliest of terms has been scuffling a bit offensively.
Hey, he's hit some balls hard, but I mean, he's been through a stretch. And I got emotional when he hit it because I'm just so freaking happy for him.
That's
awesome.
Manager Pat Murphy joins us live for Brewers 360 at 7:45 this morning. Brewers and Rangers against tonight from American Family Field. 7:10 is the first pitch.
Game 7 did not disappoint in the Stanley Cup Final.
Florida trying to end it up against the wall, which would be fitting. 3 seconds to go.
Florida Panthers, that was ABC there. They were outscored in the series, but still win it. They beat the Edmonton Oilers in 7 games. Milwaukee native Bill Zito, the GM, gets to raise the cup.
How did it feel to raise that cup over your head?
I don't know. You think about all the people who helped you. That's it. And like, this is for those guys.
Yeah, he was pretty emotional, crying on the ice. With the team and the players and whatnot. So congratulations to the local guy.
You said Milwaukee native, so he worked as a kid, worked with the Brewers, worked with the Admirals.
Yeah, he was a clubby for the Brewers. So he was on the 82 team as a little clubhouse kid. So yeah, nice work.
Out at Erin Hills Monday, Ian, I didn't golf.
That's amazing.
So unfortunate.
You didn't bring the clubs just in case?
Just in case. Hey, you need a fork?
I got them here.
The USGA Championship Director, Allison Burns, is in town this week. Golf's U.S. Women's Open coming to Washington County next spring, May 26th through June 1st. If you go back to the late 90s when Black Wolf Run and Kohler hosted this very championship, U.S. Women's Open, you had the PGA Championships in there, Ryder Cup as well at Whistling Straits, the 2017 Men's U.S. Open at Erin Hills, a storied history of golf majors in our state over the last three decades. We have one more next spring, and then, Allison?
Nothing on the calendar after this championship next year. What do we got to do?
I will host a fantastic Women's Open. I think we, USGA is a great partner of Erin Hills. Erin Hills is a great partner of USGA, and that relationship is fundamental in us hosting several championships in the future. So I hope to see great news as well.
So she said, you know, the Open is not a test. USGA believes in Wisconsin, believes in Erin Hills as a venue.
Okay.
She seemed optimistic that more major championships could come to our state in the future, but we have to perform. And what that means is you got to turn out fans, got to turn out volunteers. They're going to open that process up in the coming months, and you got to turn out hospitality in big numbers. And U.S. women's golf has been exploding over the last several seasons. The purse for the U.S. Open, so total money available for winnings, just a couple of years ago was around $2 million. This most recent U.S. Women's Open, $12
million. Ooh. Okay.
So sponsors are stepping
in
as people continue to pay more attention. So that's going to be a big one right here in Wisconsin. Tickets are already on sale for the Open in late May at Erin Hills. WTMJ 5-Day Forecast was sponsored by Dave Dre Camp Heating, where your comfort is their family's tradition.
The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel's Laurie Nickel joining us on Wisconsin's Morning News. Laurie, how are you faring the blustery storms as of now?
I've been up since 2:30 in the morning listening to all this lightning and thunder, so I'm on your schedule now. That's great.
Hey, how's that taste? Not so good, eh?
No, and I don't drink coffee, so this is awful. Kudos to you guys, really.
I know you were out at the Brewers game last night. I want to talk to you about that a little bit, but before that, one of the interesting things, if you don't know this about Lori, is she is a K-pop fan.
And what is K-pop for those uninitiated?
Like, is it exclusively Korean pop, or is it like all Asian?
Oh, I don't know. But I know it's got its own genre. I think there's some Japanese music that filters in there as well. And maybe like Jackson Wang from China. But I think it's mostly Korean, just like Korean drama, Korean K-pop. So
okay.
I think it's all out of Korea.
And yeah. So there's a show at Summerfest of this genre.
Yeah, I guess for the first time since 2013, we're going to have a K-pop artist. HYO is going to be at Summerfest at the stage right off of the main entrance. And I'm going, even if I can't find any friends to go with me or recruit any of my son's friends, because that's the age group, I'm going because I want to support them and I want to see what the crowd turnout's going to be. And I love that kind of music.
Please report back to us on that. I want pictures.
Yes.
I want video. I want all of it.
Are you serious?
Yes.
I really will. I mean, I've been trying to keep this low key because I'm wondering if people make fun of me, but I love. Like,
oh, well, too late for that now. Sorry.
Yeah.
We're not going to help you there.
So, yeah.
Oh, go ahead.
Go ahead. No, I was just going to say, I mean, it's high energy music. It's just made me learn more about the culture and about the military service over there. I've been reading books about Korea and everything. So I go all in on all that.
So now that you are covering the Brewers, is that right? Is that the
what
crew
a nightmare.
Is your beat?
That's just what a tragic, you know, I was interviewing one of the players yesterday and like 15 seconds in, he just started rolling his eyes. And I thought, boy, I really do sound this stupid. I don't know baseball at all. I don't know the game. I don't understand the game. And you guys, here's the thing. What are with these? So I was like, all right, start learning. Learn with the statistics.
Okay.
What's a FIP? What's a WHIP? What's bacon? What's BABIP? What's XWOBA? What's WAR? What happened? Like, what happened to RBIs and all this stuff? And I've always gone to Brewers and done human interest features. And now I'm trying. I'm like, this year I'm going to learn baseball. If I can learn speed skating and Olympic freestyle, you know, skiing, I can learn baseball. I can't. These poor players. Once I'm done with this project, I'm never going back. I can't.
Don't be so hard on yourself, Lori. I am a lifelong baseball fan. It was my first love in sports. So many great memories at County Stadium with my dad and my brother and going to the game and learning the game when there was no jungle gym to go play
right,
on or
right.
whatever. Like, you learned baseball. And if that wasn't good enough for you, I'm sorry. But I want to see, you know, right. I want to see home runs, I want to see RBIs, and I want to see a batting average. All this other crap doesn't mean anything to me either.
You know what's funny, though? Every Brewers player I've asked says the same thing. They're like, you know, like William Adams was like, right. They said, William Adams was like, the one that I care about is war because that determines my value. And that's what the people above me who, you know, hire me.
And that's wins above replacement, right? W-A-R.
Sure.
sure.
Sounds a little aggressive to me. but, you know, I can't find one player who really value. Like, Christian Yelich told me, I don't know a single stat until people told him that he had 200 career home runs and he's got 199 stolen bases. He didn't know. He doesn't even.
That's awesome.
And I get that, like, I relate to that. So I'm going to go interview, like, some little leaguers, I think, this week, if I can find anybody playing. To please translate all of this to me because it's so intimidating. I'm being serious to the fact that I'm like genuinely horrified to walk into this clubhouse. I'm like, I don't know anything.
I will say this though, Lori. I'm so glad you're doing things with the Brewers because I'm telling you, there's something different about this year. A lot of different
things.
Crazy grand slams. We got inside the park home runs. We got random pitchers who have never held a baseball throwing gyms.
We got Snoop Dogg in the booth.
Snoop in the booth. Right. Like, this is a unique year that I think is going to lead to something great.
And I keep hearing how great they all are, and they are. They're what a great, like, people to talk to and everything. That's why I wanted to come here. So, yeah, please give me your ideas and your help.
Now you're on target. Just give me the batting average. Thanks, Lori.